Ladies and pussy lickers, Andy here, day 140 of the Inner Winner Show. And following on from the topic of yesterday about getting out there, talking to girls during the day and at nighttime if you want to as well, but cold approaching women, I'm going to do a few episodes over the next couple of weeks where I'll sprinkle in little topics of cold approach, talking to girls, getting laid in person versus online dating, Tinder, which is what I usually talk about. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that you are allowed to walk away. What the hell am I talking about here? So a few years ago, when I was right at the peak of my cold approach, getting laid journey, as in talking to girls in person, this was before I'd kind of really hit things off on Tinder. I was walking up to girls at night, during the day, mostly during the day, telling them you're cute, you're hot, you're sexy, whatever, talking to them for a couple of minutes, asking for their phone number, and that was how I got laid. But I had built up this habit, and it was a really good, awesome habit at the start. It started off as a positive habit where I would, no matter how the conversation went, I would stay in there. I would hang in there. And it really served me well, this purpose. So even if it was an awkward conversation, even if it was just like the world's worst conversation, I would hang in there. But for some reason, I had gotten myself caught up in this habit. I'd pushed past the newbie phase. So at the newbie phase, this was a really helpful, beneficial habit. I was really glad I forced myself to stick in there with every conversation, no matter how badly it was going, no matter how awkward she was, even if she was giving me like one word answers, clearly not interested, I would just hang in there. That's a really great habit. And if you're a newbie, you should absolutely have that habit because it will force you to push through discomfort. It will force you to go for every single number that you possibly can. I really advocate you doing that. The problem was that I got to a stage where I was at the, you know, intermediate or maybe advanced stage, but definitely the intermediate stage, where I was pretty comfortable hitting on girls. I knew what I was doing. The problem with what I was doing and sticking in there and never ever leaving was what started off as a positive habit, and again, I want you to have this habit, it's incredibly helpful. I took it to the extreme, which is something that I tend to do. That's a very big part of my personality, going to the extreme. And I took this to the extreme. So if a girl said, like, I'm not really interested, I would keep talking to her. And that is like kind of the opposite of advice of what I would give to most people. If she's semi on the fence, definitely keep talking to her. But I took it to the extreme where she would literally say, unless she like literally said, fuck off, or I have a boyfriend and I have no interest in talking to you, unless she said that, I would just hang in there. I put this pressure on myself that I had to keep talking no matter what, even if it was really clear that she wasn't into me. And I had this massive epiphany one day because I got to a point where I really started hating approaching, because half the approaches went wonderfully, half went okay, but there were still quite a few where it's like, it would just be the world's worst conversation. And she would just give me one word answers and clearly wasn't interested, but I would keep going. I would keep saying like, what are you doing this weekend? What do you like to do for fun? Do you study? And she just wouldn't give me answers. And I would keep going because I'd built up this habit of like, no matter what, I have to stay in there. I have to keep going. I can't leave. I'm not allowed to walk away. So again, I took this to the extreme and I started hating cold approach because some of them just weren't fun. Quite a lot of the approaches weren't fun. I was hanging in there for far longer than I wanted to be. So I had this epiphany where I was like, wait, why do I have to stick in there if I'm not enjoying the conversation? If I actually hate this and I hate talking to this person and I have no interest in sleeping with this girl, why am I still talking to her? And I had this massive epiphany where I was like, fuck, I'm allowed to walk away. And I remember saying this to a few of my friends and they were like, yeah, like we know you're allowed to walk away. What are you talking about? And I was like, no, but like, I thought I had to keep talking to them. And they were like, well, I mean, it's your life, dude. You can do what you want, but you don't have to keep talking to it. If you're not enjoying a conversation, you're allowed to leave. And I was like, holy shit, you guys are right. Like if I genuinely dislike a girl, like I genuinely don't like her and don't want to sleep with her, and she's giving me one word answers and she's clearly not into me, I don't have to keep talking to her. I don't have to ask for her number. And this was like game changing for me. I know a lot of you listening to this, you'll be like, yeah, what are you talking about? I know that I don't have to keep talking to a girl, like you dipshit. Why would you talk to someone that you don't like? But again, I had taken what started off as a really good habit, keep talking to every single girl until you ask for her phone number. That was a beautiful habit that I built, really great habit. I just myself took it far too far beyond what was healthy. I took it to the complete extreme where even a girl that I didn't like and didn't want to keep talking to, I told myself, no, you have to hang in there. And remember, this was after I'd already gotten laid like 7 times or something at this point in person, like with girls that I met on the street. I already kind of knew what I was doing. I was always already like reasonably experienced. And I still had this habit of like, I have to hang in there, even if I don't like the conversation, even if I don't like her as a person, even if I have zero intention in sleeping with her because I just don't like her, I don't click with her, I have to hang in there. And so as soon as I freed myself up and said like, holy shit, I'm allowed to walk away, I started walking away on so many conversations. Like if I just didn't like the conversation, I'd just be like, yeah, anyway, like I'm going to go. Or sometimes I would just literally, if she was being a bit rude and wasn't really answering, or was giving one word answers, I would literally just turn and walk away. Like in the middle of a sentence, I would just walk off. As soon as I gave myself permission, that took so much pressure off me. And all of a sudden I started actually enjoying my cold approaches. I liked talking to the women that I was talking to because I was only talking to the ones who were cool, and any that weren't cool or any that clearly weren't into me or any that I decided I wasn't into them, I would just walk off. I'd just be like, no, I'm done here. Bye. Like, my time is valuable. Why am I wasting it on someone that I don't really want to talk to? So if you find yourself taking things to the utter extreme, as in you're talking to girls that you don't like you get halfway through a conversation and you're like, man, I don't even like this girl, you're allowed to walk away. I'm hoping that someone who listens to this will have the epiphany that I did and go, holy shit. Yeah, I'd been forcing myself to talk to a bunch of women that I didn't want to talk to, and I wasn't actually enjoying it, and it felt like a fucking chore. Man, I'm allowed to just leave those women and go talk to another woman. Because remember, this is a numbers game. A lot of the times you'll walk up to a girl, you'll think she's really attractive, you'll start talking, and within like 10 seconds you realize, oh, I don't like her at all. I'm giving you permission to walk away from her if you decide that you don't want to sleep with her. You need to balance that, especially as a newbie. You need to be very careful that you don't then take that to the opposite, because sometimes, like, I don't want you to use that as an excuse to not take your shot. You know what I mean? Like, don't become too fussy. Don't start walking away from every woman, because to some extent, especially as a newbie, you do need to keep an open mind. You do need to go on some dates with girls that maybe are okay-ish in terms of looks, and you think like, oh, she's okay, maybe I could sleep with her. You do need to keep an open mind with those girls if you don't have a lot of experience, because you need to get a bit of experience, a bit of confidence in order to start going for the really attractive women that you want to go for. You don't kind of just jump from a virgin to sleeping with a supermodel. It doesn't really work like that, usually because you need to build up your self-confidence and your sense of entitlement, I guess. So balance it, but I am giving you permission. If you talk to a girl and you decide within, 30 seconds, I really don't like her, or the conversation is really shit and I don't think I want to sleep with her, you're allowed to walk away. You don't have to hang in there. Again, balance that as a newbie with what I said in yesterday's episode, where I said you want to ask every single girl for a phone number. But that was kind of, so you have to be like, a lot of the advice I give you, the issue is I'm talking to newbies and intermediate guys and advanced guys all at the same time. So a lot of things may seem completely contradictory. And I have to be very careful how I present the information that I'm presenting to you. And I have to always say, try and balance it. It's a balancing act. Don't take anything to the utter extreme. Because again, that was the issues that I had. I would take a lot of advice to the complete extreme and then it starts screwing you up. Or sometimes advice that works brilliantly for you as a newbie doesn't work so well once you get to an intermediate stage, or it needs tweaking once you start figuring out what you're doing. So as a complete newbie, talk to as many girls as you possibly can. Hang in there for as long as you possibly can. Ask for a number from every girl. But if you find yourself getting to a point where you really hate having a lot of the conversations that you're having, so maybe you've talked to 100 girls, maybe you've talked to 200 girls. At that point, if you start realizing, man, some of these conversations I just really hate, like I've figured out what I like, what I don't like. I really don't like when a girl does this, or I don't like when a girl only gives me one word answers, or I don't like if a girl doesn't seem super excited to see me. Once you pass the newbie stage and you get to that point where you realize I don't like some of these conversations, you're allowed to walk away. Especially if you know what you're doing, if you're a guy like I was who'd already gotten laid like 7 times from cold approach, at that point, yeah, you can walk away from whatever conversations you want to. You can be as fussy as you want at that point. If you've approached like 700 or 800 women like I had at that point, absolutely walk away from any conversations you want. Just balance that if you're a newbie, if you're still in the newbie phase, you are going to have some conversations that don't go well. Some of them will be awkward. You need to ask every girl for a number. That's fine. But once you get past the newbie stage, yeah, walk away from any conversations that you aren't enjoying. Walk away from any girls that you aren't really that into. Life's kind of too short. And I don't want you to get yourself stuck into a place where I was, because I was in that phase for like 6 months where I just hated a lot of the conversations, but I thought that I had to keep doing it because I guess I was still kind of thinking like a newbie, even though I was in the intermediate stage. I was at a stage where I could start being more fussy because I had quite a few options. I was also starting to get laid on Tinder at that point, but I wasn't exercising that fussiness. So if you're in that stage, if you're in the intermediate or advanced stage and you find yourself talking to girls that you don't really want to talk to, I give you permission to walk away at any time for any reason that you want to.